Most of my thoughts from yesterday can be summarized in one observation. Tanzania is big, seriously big. I think I can just about remember a time when I was in a place which wasn't Tanzania, but it feels like a very long time ago. Yesterday it was 15 hours from Dar es Salaam to our current stopping point, Mbeya, western Tanzania, still several hours short of the border. The highlight of yesterday's journey was when the road took us for half an hour through a game reserve. We saw herds of elephants lolloping across the plains, giraffes tucking into some acacia trees, and in true excitable tourist style, I took about 200 photos out of the window, which now that I look at them, show something that could be a giraffe that could equally be a tree. Later that afternoon, something that was always going to happen at some stage in our journey eventually did. One of our buses broke down. We got off lightly, though. After some tinkering, it was okay to continue, although without luggage or passengers, so everyone piled into the remaining two buses. As the bags were being unloaded, a Maasai man who was herding his animals engaged me in warm conversation for a couple of minutes. The fact not that neither of us spoke a word of each other's language seemed not to matter a bit to him. One of the things I love about long journeys like these is how that when you arrive, the most unassuming places suddenly feel like paradise. After arriving past 1 a.m. and discovering there wasn't enough space in our hotel for all of us, I and five others were driven to an innocuous little bungalow down the road. It didn't look much, but the rooms were clean, the bed was flat, and water came out of the taps the right colour. At times on this trip, true happiness has been an astonishing view. At others, more prosaically, a fast internet connection. Last night, it was a room with a bed in it,